Hey, hey, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Michi, and we're back for another episode of Miss Michi 101. This is the show where I highlight an influential entrepreneur every week to bring to you all, because these are people that you all should know and be supporting and following at all times. And today is nothing different. I have special guest Danita Crawford of After Dinner joining me today. Hey, Danita.
Hi, Miss Michi. How are you today?
Good. It's Sunday. Look, we were just talking about how the sun is shining now and it wasn't before. So I'm happy today.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I am doing absolutely wonderful.
Well, look, I know that my viewers are excited to meet you. Okay. So we're just going to go ahead and jump right in.
Sounds like a plan.
You are the CEO of After Dinner. Tell us a little bit about your business. I want to hear it from you.
Okay. So After Dinner is just that. What do? After dinner, we like dessert, we like a little something sweet.
Yes.
Just something to kick back and just say, wow, you know, at the end of the day, after dinner, everything is over. Mm-hmm. And we just want to wind down. So that's right. What we help you do in the form of desserts and dessert pairings.
Okay.
So we have our more sophisticated desserts that appeal to the more mature palate.
Okay.
So we have like brownies with a scotch infused salted caramel sauce.
Okay.
Yes.
Look, I'm like, you had me at scotch.
Yes. And then so we have apple turnovers that we use Crown Royal with. And of course, I know the big thing that came out this past year was the peach Crown Royal. So we also have peach turnovers. This is not your grandmama's peach cobbler. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Granny's peach cobbler.
Love Granny's peach cobbler.
Yeah. Can't beat it. Nothing can replace it. But this is just a little bit different.
Okay.
A little bit different for the more mature palate. And then we have lemon tarts, blueberry lemon. We have orange dreamsicle. There's
you are coffee. Making me so hungry.
baby, I'm going to have to send you a sample box.
Please do. Please do. Look, I have to try it out. You know, I really want to know, I mean, with all of those things, what inspired you to start After Dinner?
So I like to bake, and it's been passed down in my family. That's just outside of dinner. It's like, we got to have something after dinner.
Okay.
And it started with sweet potato pies in Mama's and Granny's kitchen. Right.
Right.
And it was like, well, you know, what about these other things? And so I started experimenting with different recipes and making other things. And, you know, I got my church family and just friends. And it's like, hey, try this, try this. And
somebody
said, girl, well, how much for a tray? How much would you charge me for a pan?
Like, I need more than just the small piece.
Right. I need more than this taste. I need more. And it was like, well, I could really do something with this because I enjoy it.
That's
right. And so since this was a passion, it was, you know, why not combine, you know, entrepreneurship with my passion and let's do something with this. And After Dinner was born.
Well, you know what? Look, I want to circle back to that, because, you know, naturally I want for everyone to, you know, just learn about you and learn about the business. But mm-hmm. I really want to talk about your journey as far as with entrepreneurship. You know, so we'll definitely revisit that.
Absolutely.
You were just recently on The Jam.
I was.
How was that? Like, I got a chance to check out the segment, but I always like to know, like, kind of like that behind the scenes of what was it like when they were talking about you?
Okay, so I was nervous.
Okay.
just to be completely transparent and upfront, I was nervous. I've never done that before. And okay. There were a lot of questions in, you know, how and why and what do we do and
yeah.
Can we sample this? And it was, I don't want to say it was confusion, but it was a lot of fast moving parts.
That's right.
And making things happen like this. And
yeah,
but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because it was my element. So
yeah.
I'm in my element, and it was like, okay, no time to be scary or skittish. This is what I do. Let's put this thing together and make it happen.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did. And it really turned out well. So I was very pleased with the outcome.
I'm so excited for you. That's an awesome opportunity. I mean, for anyone that's watching outside of the Chicagoland area in Illinois, the major you know, places where we can go to for news, updates, entertainment, you know, food, everything that you can think of. I really love them. Like, honestly, out of all of the other, you know, news shows and everything, they're really great because I feel like that they make an effort to bring us our people here. We don't know. So,
right.
That's exciting. You know, in reading up on you before we interview today, you are a Navy veteran.
I am. Yes.
How did you go from, you know, being in the services to, you know, we kind of talked about what inspired After Dinner, but when was that actual moment where you're like, you know what, look, I'm going to switch gears here and take a new direction? Walk me through that.
So I had a ball in the military. Don't get me wrong. I had a ball.
Okay.
But relationships, I had my son. It was, okay, I need to do something stable for him. So I ended up getting out of the military, and then it went from there. So by trade, I work in the healthcare field, but it's like my passion is cooking, and it was baking. And so with him kind of as my motivation to push me, and I want to show him you can do anything. You don't have to conform to the regular 9-to-5. That was part of my motivation to just jump out there and make some things happen.
No, oh, that's amazing. Look. Two snaps.
Yes.
Now, you know, just thinking back over your life, you know, what would you say has been your greatest accomplishment?
My gosh, there are so many. My greatest accomplishment right now is literally getting my business off the ground.
That's right.
And pushing it forward. That has been such a roller coaster of up and downs, but it has been so rewarding because it was not listening to naysayers, not listening to my own self-doubts, and jumping out there and saying, okay, I've got to step out of my comfort zone and
put yourself out there.
Yes, and see what could happen. So I guess I could say my greatest accomplishment thus far was overcoming my own fears.
That's right. Yeah. Well, look, you know, look, you jumping right in. You know, a question that I like to ask most of my guests, because it varies, you know, depending on what they do and what industry they're in. You know, with entrepreneurs, I think a lot of people see the bright moments in entrepreneurship. They see the times where we're winning. You know, what were some things that you've experienced along the way that you would say were challenges or things that attempted to try to stop you?
I would say the criticism.
Okay.
But one of the biggest challenges is criticism, especially from family and close friends, because everybody has an opinion. And then you have those people where you value their opinion. You know, you want to know what they think. And so when you have, you know, things coming to you from all sides saying, oh, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Nobody will want that. You should do it different. And you just have so much input. At some point, you got to shut that out.
That's right.
And it's hard to do because on one hand, you want to please everybody. But on the other hand, it's like, I want to go over here.
That's right.
Because I think it's going to work this way. And you got to shut everybody out. That's a hard thing to do.
It is. It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult. And I mean, the crazy part about it is that I have heard something similar to that answer on so many occasions. It is amazing to me how when we try to do something positive for ourselves, we put ourselves out there in entrepreneurship. Some people that are just like, maybe you shouldn't do it or maybe you shouldn't do that. But it's just like, what are you actually doing? You know, like,
right.
Or what other solutions do you offer? I mean, you know, it's very hard, I think, to stay motivated sometimes, you know.
It is.
Even in being an entrepreneur, especially when you do have those naysayers. Besides blocking them out, what are some other kind of techniques that you use to just kind of focus and tunnel vision on your goals?
So what I needed to do was reach out to people that weren't in my immediate circle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I love my family. I love my close friends.
That's right.
But I needed to reach out to people that were where I was trying to get to.
That's right.
And say, okay, this is where I am. Can you mentor me? Can you teach me? And it takes a lot of pride, a lot of confidence to put your pride down and say, I need help.
That's right.
And I can't listen to everybody else around me. So I got to reach out to this stranger and ask them and be vulnerable and say, I need help. I'm trying to get to where you are, because you don't know. You might get rejection. You might not, but you got to take that step. And that was, I think that was one of the biggest steps for me, stepping away from my comfort zone and reaching out to people that I didn't necessarily know and say, can you show me? Can you mentor me?
That's right.
You know, give me that criticism that's constructive, not just damaging, to say, oh, you can't do this. That's discouraging.
Because it's definitely a difference between that constructive criticism that you receive from someone that's a mentor, or that they are genuinely looking out for your best interest for your business, versus somebody that they haven't even taken a look at anything that you have going on.
Yes.
Like, oh, they haven't even tasted your recipe, and they just like, it needs some more sugar. It's like, wait a minute. You haven't even tasted this yet. You know, it always amazing to me just when I speak to other entrepreneurs that we all at a certain experience those things along the journey. You know, when I started in media, my first thing that I did was I started in event planning, and it was something that I went for. And I'll be honest with you, Danita, I was not, after probably about a year or so into it, I was like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, I knew that I wanted to pivot and I wanted to take a different direction. And when I did that, for one, when I first started my business, it was met with so much, why are you doing that, girl? Go to work. You know, you got this. And I hear this so often. It's just like, are we really all going through this when it's time to start our business?
Yes. Yes. And it's crazy. You wouldn't think it would be that way. Right. You would think more people would be a cheerleader for you, but
exactly.
I found the opposite. You know, outside of those people that I pulled in and my really small circle, and I mean small circle. you there are a lot of people that are, it's almost like they're plotting against you. They want to see you fail just so they can say, I told you so.
Yes.
I mean, so that's a motivation as well. I'm going to prove you wrong if it's the last thing I got to do.
You said it. Look, that's a whole mouthful. that is definitely a whole mouthful. I want to know, what's next for you and for After Dinner? You know, let's roll out. What does the next several months and years look like for you?
In your worldwide life? Domination. No, I'm just
okay. Look, we're laughing, but no, that's real. You definitely have a concept and everything. I love it. Like, when I was reading it, I'm like, for one, I need that Crown Royal.
I got you. Yeah, that's not a problem. I'm going to take care of you for that. But what's next for us is physical locations. I mean, so we do what's called the After Dinner Experience.
Okay.
Where we actually do tastings that are paired with spirits. And then there are also just regular deliveries that go out, and which we love those. But I want to put physical locations in different states so that it's not just, don't get me wrong, I love Chicago. That is my home.
You don't have to apologize, okay? I know exactly what you're about to say, Danita. I get it.
but I have to branch out, because I feel like everybody should taste After Dinner. Absolutely. And everybody needs to have that experience.
Yes.
So that is, and we're in the planning stages of that now.
Okay. Oh, look, I can't wait. The first physical location that opens here in our area, I'm there. You let me know about the grand opening.
You will be at the grand opening. Yes, ma'am.
Right. What is a piece of advice, Danita, that you can give to an upcoming entrepreneur or someone that is thinking about, what's a piece of advice you can give to them?
The piece of advice that I would give is what I would have gave myself 5 years ago. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing.
That's right.
And I had to tell myself that. Those people that I reached out to, they told me the same thing, because you have all these questions. Well, you know, so-and-so Sally Joe over there, she's doing the same thing and she seemed to be doing better, so I shouldn't do that. No, There's enough out here for everybody.
That's right.
If that's what you want to do, go forward. Do not worry about what everybody else is doing. You pick your path and you stay on your path. You run with that.
That's right.
No matter what.
That's right. I think that that's very sound advice. I think what people have to realize is that whatever talents are given to us and whatever our destiny is, it's up to us to fulfill that.
So absolutely.
You can't look to your left and look to your right. You have to have tunnel vision and focus on what it is that you are wanting to do.
Exactly. You are unique. One of my most favorite things I like to hear from my mom and my auntie, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, right? That right. means you are uniquely made. That's so right. whatever you do, is can't nobody else do it like you do. I don't care who else is making what, doing what.
That's right.
Only you can do it the way that you do it. So you need to run with that. Don't tunnel vision, like you said. That's don't worry right. about everybody else.
What's in front of me? What's in front of me?
Exactly.
You know, it's been an absolute pleasure, you know, just speaking with you and, you know, learning more about the business. Like when I was reading up, I was like, I can't wait to talk to her. I was like, she has some things going on. I mean, your story is truly inspiring. It really, really is. And just how you went for it and how you took something that was your own, just, you know, something that people would just do for family or friends. And you were right. able to build your business upon it. I just wish you nothing but success, you
Thank
know,
you.
Continue
Thank
success.
You.
I can't wait till you open your flag stores all over the U.S. I truly believe that it's going to happen. And I mean, you know, for me, I really like to talk to fellow entrepreneurs in this stage because you're just on the jam. Things about to blow up for you, you know? It really, really is. And it's exciting to be able to catch people at that moment because it's such a powerful moment, right?
It is. It is. It's like you're standing on the edge of the cliff. So are you going to keep going? You going to jump or you going to turn around and go back the other way?
That's right.
We're jumping.
We're going for it. Danita, can you please let all of my viewers know how they can follow you, how they can support you, or even set up a tasting if they'd like to?
Absolutely. So I would say the best way to get in touch with us is through the website. Okay. And the website is afterdinner.com, and that's dinner spelled with an Y. Okay?
Not afterdinner.com.
You're right. Not an I. Why? Why? Because you want to taste it. You want to feel better. Absolutely. And we're on Facebook, same name, After Dinner. And then we're also on Instagram. It's after_DNNER.
Okay. Yeah, and you already know I'm following, so.
Yes, and we appreciate you. And I would say, when you go on the website, sign up there, sign up so that you get notifications via email. We send out coupons and announcements. Cool. And so that would be the people that follow us via the website. Once we do open up our physical spot, they'll be the first ones to know. They'll get a special invite.
Oh, well, ma'am, let me go and sign up. Now, look, I follow the pages, but I want to be a part of the in crowd.
Absolutely. You already part of that. I got you on the list.
Hey, look, put me on the list. You got my email. I'm here for it. So, Danita, again, I just want to thank you so much for coming on Miss Michi 101. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I already know things are going up.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Wonderful.
No problem. You know, look, it is my pleasure for sure. Everyone that's tuning in, you already know me. It's Miss Michi. You can follow me on all social media at MZMETCHI, Miss Michi, or visit MissMichi.com or the BPMediaCo.com for more information about what I do, as well as if you're interested in being a guest on the show. We had a good one this week, you all. So make sure that you all share this video up and go and follow Ms. Danita and all of her pages for After Dinner, because y'all need these sweets and treats, okay? It's been great. Until next week, we'll have our next guest. You'll find out soon. Give it a few days. All right. We're signing off. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.